We want you to understand that this is a call to believe. But what are we to believe? And is our belief just some ignorant, wishful thinking? Well, there's a section in the Bible. In the Bible, if you open up to the Gospel of John, it's a section in the Bible. And do you know that John uses the word believe in its various forms 98 times in the 21 chapters of his writing? It's a call to believe. The historical record was purposeful, and it was recorded. The Gospel of John was recorded and preserved so that we might believe. We might believe. Now, say believe with me. Believe. A little stronger, a little louder. Believe. As John 3:16 states altogether, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, we need to believe to have life. As John states in the 20th chapter, but these things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. You see, we are sinners, and sin deserves judgment, and judgment is death. All have sinned. There is none who are righteous in their own strength. The wages of sin is death. And after our earthly lives end, comes judgment. That judgment is for the sinner in a literal place called hell. It's a place of torment. It's a place of fire. And it's a place we must avoid at all cost. But those who believe have life eternally, as John says in chapter 3 and verse 36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. So it is today, along with the choir, I plead with you to believe in Jesus, the Son of God, and have life, and believe to become a child of God, eternally his, with all privileges and responsibilities of being his very own child. Believe to become. John 1:12 says, but to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Believe to become and believe to be welcomed. Here's the promise as stated by Jesus himself from John 14. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. And if it were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Based on the testimony of our sister Terry, that promise is reality. Believe to be welcomed in the very presence of God the Father and Jesus the Son. So what must we believe to have eternal life, to become his child, and to be welcomed into his home? Well, do you believe that I'm going to give you three that's right from a scripture that has already been quoted by the choir from 1 Corinthians 15. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received. Here's the first one. That Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures. Here's the second one. That he was buried. And here's the third. And that he was raised on the third day, all in accordance with the scriptures. You see, that belief that we must have must start by believing the historical record as stated over and over in the scriptures of Jesus' death, his burial, his resurrection. But it's more than just believing the facts. You see, when you and I make the statement, I believe in Jesus, it's a personal affirmation and acknowledgement of my sinfulness and an acceptance of his claim to be God the Son and the Savior, not only of the world, but my very own personal Savior. That's what it means when we make that claim, I believe in Jesus. You see, this belief is confirmed in a confession of one's faith in the facts, trusting simply, fully, and without reservation, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone. Belief in Jesus is a rejection of all other means of salvation, including my own attempts to earn his favor. Impossible for me to do that. But absolutely completed by Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. John 6, for this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. So I close with a very personal question for each and every person in this room to ask. Have you confessed? Have you believed that, as Romans 10 says, because if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, is Jesus your Lord and Master? Have you given your life completely to him? And believe that in your heart and that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Because we believe, and I'm pointing to the choir behind me, I'm pointing to our church leadership, to the faithful members of Shawnee Hills Baptist Church, because we believe, we invite you to believe in Jesus, God the Son. As Pastor Adam comes, and he's going to stand right here, and we close and offer you an invitation to believe in God the Son so that you will have life in his name. And if all this seems new to you, we're available. We are available here to talk to you and even give you, if you've never read the Gospel of John, this portion of the scriptures, if you've never read the Gospel of John, we invite you to read it, to explore the claims of Jesus, and to believe on him so you might have life in his name. We're here to help you, and we're here to talk to you if this seems confusing. We're available both now and after the service. Pastor Adam, will you come and close us?
you again, choir, for ministering to us. Do you feel like the